any update with the running backs, or is it pretty much the same? Didn't you wait till after?
Yeah, I won't make any decision. I mean, they didn't practice today, right, but I won't make any decision until after practice on Friday.
Is a right tackle still a Barnes, Smith, Bergstrom? You're still working through it?
Yeah, all three of those guys have worked. But I got a pretty good idea of what we're going to do, but I'm not going to make any decision on that or any announcement on that until after practice on Friday.
Would the players, do you let them know ahead of time? It's talking about those guys there, or do you wait even on, like, perhaps after practice tomorrow on the plane?
Well, I mean, as far as if we're going to make any type of roster moves or anything like that.
No, I mean with the right tackle.
Oh yeah, we'll wait and make any type of announcement Friday after practice. We just tell them to go out and practice just like they always have.
Bergstrom's kind of the swing guy that can play both guard and tackle. Does
yes.
that factor into it, making sure that you have a guy in reserve just in case something happens?
Well, he's been up, so I mean he's been active for those games. So I mean, he's the guy that could play either position for us.
What I'm saying is would you be less hesitant, less apt to start him at tackle because it takes away your guy
no.
as the backup?
Okay. No.
Who's taking the first team snaps at running back this week?
Well, two guys have taken those snaps. Taiwan and Marcel both have taken reps there with the first group.
We've talked a lot about Baltimore's personnel, but schematically on offense, how would you describe them as far as, like blocking schemes and things that they like to do?
Well, I mean, they change up. They just like everybody else. They got different game plans for different games. But like last week against Cleveland, it was a lot of two back sets and ran the ball. They run the same zone blocking scheme, I would anticipate seeing some of that, especially after last week. So I would anticipate seeing some two back runs. Both of them were in a boot, yes.
I know you get asked about this all the time as far as traveling to the East Coast, but most teams, West Coast teams, a lot of them do it before games. So is it something that you realistically think you have to deal with and adjust for, or is it something you just totally don't even deal with?
Well, I mean, hey, listen, we can only control the things that we can control.
Yeah.
And so, we can't let any outside distractions or influences, affect the way that we get prepared to play a game. We're going to kick the thing off 1 o'clock Eastern time, and we got to be ready to go at that point in time.
There's nothing about getting guys up earlier or starting practice.
Well, like I've said before, I mean, we start pretty early in the morning anyway. I mean, our meetings start at 7:20 in the morning. So guys are up, pretty early in the morning to be able to get over here, get whatever treatment they got to get whatever, extra film study they want to get before we start meeting. So they're over here, usually between 6 and 6:30 anyway. So our guys get up pretty early.
Is going to remain a cornerback this game?
Yes.
And with Ron, is it a case where you might want to ease him in, or is he full go?
Well, I mean, again, I'm going to look at him again tomorrow and really get a better feel for exactly where he is. I mean, we're going to play him as much as we feel like we can play him whenever that time is that we decide to activate him.
You still feeling good about him, though? Yesterday he seemed pretty positive about his progress.
Yeah, I feel good about where he's at.
Talk a lot about the process of making a team better. Teams tend to lose a game. The outside view is it's a catastrophe every time you lose, and it's great every time you win. But are you satisfied within that locker room that they're still into the process?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Just focusing on the next game, putting the one, Tampa Bay behind them, and there's no effect from that at all.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't ever say that there's no effect, but the great teams in this league are able to stay consistent, and they don't get too up on a win, and they don't get too down after a loss. We understand what we've got to do to try to make some corrections, but you got to get yourself ready to play, every week, and there'll be a game next week, so no matter what the outcome is, we got to be ready to play the following week.
Is Seymour's hamstring
He didn't practice today, so, you know, we'll see where he's at tomorrow. But, you know, he's got a hamstring injury.
Is it more serious than maybe you thought, or is it a thing where let's just be safe right now?
No, he couldn't practice today if he had to.
Have you addressed tackling this week more than usual because of what happened on Sunday? Or how do you address tackling this part?
Well, you know, part of it is talking about it in meetings and show them, you know, opportunities, you know, and how you're going to have to tackle certain individuals. But yeah, we spent some time working on it in practicing tackling this week, and we had the pads on for the first part of practice yesterday, so we got a chance to, you know, use the pads a little bit and practice some tackling.
How many of those do you have left? Do you have a finite amount of them?
I'd hate to tell you exactly how many we got left, but we're coming up pretty close on the time where there's very few.
Yeah. So do it, everybody. Thanks for
All right, thanks, guys.